第十三节里头就预言主耶稣第二次荣耀的再来。
And in verse 13, it prophesizes the second coming, the glorious return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他这一次来就要征服一切的仇敌。
And when he returns, he will overcome all his enemies.
完成他救世的大计。
And complete the plan of salvation.
那么现在今天我们是要读的这十四、十五两节分别讲到我们救恩的代价和结果。
In verse 14 and 15, which we are studying this morning, continues to talk about the sacrifice that was paid for our salvation and the result of that salvation.
结果是我们从神那里所受到的祝福。
And the result is the blessing that we will receive from our God.
也就是今天我们的题目，成为耶稣基督的子民。
And that is why the sermon topic today is to become Christ's own people.
而救恩的代价不是我们付的。
But the price for this salvation is not something that we paid ourselves.
没有一个人能够或者够资格付这个救恩的代价。
We are not able, nor are we competent to be able to pay this price.
是主耶稣他为我们付这个代价。
But rather, the price was paid by our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后十五节里头，他就提醒提多要替神做出口的传道人。
In verse 15, Paul writes to Titus, reminding Titus to become a minister of God.
我讲出口的传道人，因为今天有一些传道人他不出口的。
And the reason why I use the word minister of God's word is because some ministers today might not even speak of God's word.
你作为一个传道的，应该很喜欢讲道。
If you're a minister of God, you should be willing to minister with God's word.
今天很多传道人，他喜欢听人家讲道。
Many ministers today enjoy listening to other people.
所以我在讲，一个出口的传道人，他是带有权柄的。
So a minister of God's word is one with authority.
现在我们先看第十四节。
And let's look at verse 14 first.
十四节说，他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶。
In verse 14 it says, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness.
那么上面十三节是讲到神的子民盼望救主耶稣荣耀的显现。
In verse 13, the verse that was previous to this verse, it says that God's children were awaiting the appearance of the glory of our great God.
那现在这个十四节就说明这个原因。
And verse 14 gives us the cause.
为什么我们这些信主的人要等候主的显现？
And why, the question is, why as God's children are we awaiting for the appearance of the glory of God?
因为耶稣他舍了自己的身子作为罪人的赎价。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave himself up so that he will redeem us for all our wickedness.
弟兄姊妹，这个赎价是一个很重要的一个名词。
The price that is paid, the sacrifice in itself is very important.Redemption.
Ransom.
Ransom.
是讲到一个人他是奴隶或者是一个战俘。
And ransom is referring to a person that used to be a slave or a prisoner of war.
没有自由。
He has no freedom.
他怎么样子能够恢复自由？
How is it possible for him to obtain freedom again?
必须要有另外一个人出他的身价，然后能够把他买出来，给他自由。
And somebody is willing to pay the price, a ransom, so that this person will receive freedom.
所以主耶稣是这个为我们付上了罪的赎价，让我们得到自由的。
So Jesus Christ is the one that paid this ransom so that we may receive this freedom.
常常听到有基督徒讲，到底这个自由是什么自由啊？
Oftentimes, Christian might ask, what kind of freedom are we receiving?
是不是在神面前的自由？
Is it the freedom or liberty before God?
或者说从魔鬼那里得到的自由?
Or are we freed from Satan's grasp?
弟兄姊妹，你不要去担心这件事情。
Dear brother and sister, my answer is, don't worry about it.
主耶稣基督的赎价让我们得到所有的自由。
The ransom that Jesus Christ paid, the redemption, allowed us to have complete and utter freedom.
主耶稣把我们从一切的捆绑里头给救赎出来。
All the things that were snaring us or were grasping hold of us, we have been released from it.
因此我们在主耶稣基督里的是一个完全自由的人。
So in Christ, we are completely free.
请弟兄姊妹特别年轻人注意,自由不是放纵。
Especially for the young people, when we talk about freedom, it doesn't mean that you can behave any way you want.
年轻人以为我自由了,我爱做什么就做什么。
As a teen, we might think that since I have freedom, I want anything I want to do, I'm at liberty to do it.
这个不是真自由,
this is not true freedom.
真的自由是有限制的一种自由。
True freedom comes with a little bit of restraint.
所以我们在主里面的自由是有限制的。
So the freedom that we have in Christ is with restraint.
我们不可以越过神给我们定下来的范围。
What we are not allowed to do is go beyond the boundary that God Himself has set for us.
除了这个范围就是一个放纵。
Once we bypass this boundary, overrun this boundary, then it is allowing
放纵 is indulgence.
Indulgence. We indulge ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要了解，自由不是我要做什么就做什么。
So true freedom is not whatever I want to do, I am doing.
你不可以放纵你自己的自由去侵犯到他人的自由。
You cannot use your own freedom as a reason to cause other people's not to have their freedom.
你在这个公路上开车，你不可以说我爱怎么开就怎么开。
It is as if you are driving on the freeway and you decide that I'm going to drive my way.
在公路上它有那个 线条我们应该要遵守的。
And there are lines that separate each lane in the freeway, and we need to respect those lanes.
我盼望我们的弟兄姊妹们都要遵守那个公路上面画的线。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, as we drive down the freeway, that we will stay within the lanes.
我知道今天许多开车子的人连那个线的意义都不了解。
And I know that there are drivers on the road today that do not even know what the meaning of those lanes are.
交通的法律讲，两条黄线是跟墙一样的，你不可以越过的。And
according to the traffic laws, when you have two solid lines, it is as if there is a wall there, so you cannot override it, overgo.
但是我常常看到开车的人对这个双黄线完全不顾，进进出出。But
oftentimes when I'm driving down the road, I see people completely ignoring that double line, double yellow line, and they're going in and out.
你不是个基督徒，你可以随便。If
you're not a Christian, you have that freedom to do whatever you want.
你是神的儿女，你就不可以随便。However,
if you're a child of God, you need to be careful.
你在一个国家里的要守国法。When
you are in a country, you need to follow the rules of the land.
你在任何的机构，你都要守那个机构的原则。And
if you work for an organization, you need to respect the rules there.
神的律法，你绝对要遵守。
And that is why we need to respect God's principles.
所以, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们的自由是有限度的。
So that is why with our freedom, there is also constraints.
但是, 主耶稣基督给我们的自由是真自由。
But the freedom that Jesus gave us is a true freedom.
就是在神给我们的这范围里头, 我们不受任何的限制。
And that is within the boundary that God has set, we are allowed to do anything we want.
今天不少的教会还在守律法。
There are many churches today that are still living under very legalistic rules.
不可以抽烟，不可以吃酒，不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
You cannot smoke, you should not drink, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
我们是不应该抽烟，不应该喝酒，但是 我们不是为了守法，不抽烟，不喝酒。
we shouldn't drink, we shouldn't smoke, but it's not because those were legally set, so we do not obey it.
烟酒对我们的身体是不好的.
The reason we do not smoke nor drink is because it is not beneficial to our body.
酒能影响到我们的思想的.
Alcohol will cause us not to be able to think straight.
所以我们必须要小心谨慎, 不要去碰这些东西.
So we need to be very careful and stay, keep a distance from these
items. 这并不表示 我失去了自由,
it doesn't mean that you lost the freedom.
这只是表示你尊重真正的自由.
What it means is that you're respecting what true freedom means.
你不去喝酒, 酗酒, 在人的面前, 无法无天.
You don't drink or get drunk and completely lose yourself in the public.
你不去抽烟, 去损害你自己的健康.
You do not smoke, which is detrimental to your health.
特别你影响了他人的健康.
Or in other words, you secondhand smoke also affects other people's health.
抽烟的人有个很不好的习惯.
Smokers have this bad habit.
他知道不抽烟的人不喜欢.
They know that non-smokers do not like smokers.
很多抽烟的人就专门去这个麻烦还不抽烟的.
So what? When smokers actually smoke in public, what they're doing is causing inconveniences for those non-smokers.
所以他在人群中间抽烟, 他把那个嘴...
So when they smoke, they have to exhale.
他就故意的, 你不喜欢, 我就偏偏就要这样做。
And even if you don't like it, I still have to exhale.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不是真正的自由。
This is not true freedom.
我们要了解自由的真意。
We need to understand what is the true meaning of smoking.
这样子我们才知道我们从主耶稣基督那里所得到的是什么。
Then we will know what is it that we are receiving from our Lord Jesus Christ.
一切的事情在神的国里头都是有规有矩的。
In God's kingdom, there are rules.
我们现在要来看看 主耶稣基督为我们付的什么赎价?
Now we're going to look at is what is the ransom that was paid by our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may have freedom.
因为时间的缘故,我们没有办法看得太多。
And due to the time constraint, we're not going to be able to look at all the verses.
我们看一下罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第五节到第七节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 7.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合, 也要在他复活的形状上与他联合, 因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架, 使罪生灭绝, 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆, 因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 7. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
所以这里告诉我们什么叫做十字架的经历。
And here it tells us what it means to experience the cross.
十字架的经历就是要让我们的旧人死去。
The experience of the cross is that our old self will die.
而今天很多所谓的基督徒没有死去。
Among Christians today, there are many old selves that are still alive.
他从来没有觉得自己是有罪的。
They never consider themselves with sin.
我认识的人已经做了几十年的基督徒。
I've known Christians that's been Christians for decades.
公开地讲,我有什么罪?
They've made this statement in public, like, I've never sinned.
弟兄姊妹,假如你是没有罪的话, 你为什么需要一个救主?
Dear brother and sister, if you have never sinned, why do you need a savior?
我们就要去找救主,因为我们承认我们是有罪的。
We need a savior because we know that we are sinners.
你为什么这么矛盾?一方面你去找救主,一方面你否认你是个罪人。
isn't kind of ironic or contradictory in terms of the fact that on one side you don't think you're a sinner, so but why are you looking for a savior?
你承认有罪，就是你承认你不是一个自由的人。
When you acknowledge the fact that you are with sin, you realize that you are not a free man.
因为罪是捆绑。
For sin is snares.
罪是枷锁。
Sin is like a bondage.
Shackles.
Shackles.
所以你没有办法做你该做的。
So you are not able to do what you want to do.
当主耶稣赎去了你的罪的时候，你就成为一个真正的自由的人。
So only when Jesus himself redeemed you do you become a free person.
但是你必须要经历罪身的秘诀。
But you need to experience the death of sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要强调十字架的经历。
So that is why we need to emphasize the experience of the cross.
这不是一个口号。
It is not a slogan.
这是一个真正的经历。
It is a true experience.
这是一个死的经历。
It is an experience of death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要问问自己，我的老我死了没有？
So dear brother and sister, you need to ask this question. Did my old self die?
我跟从前有什么不同？
What is the difference between now and before?
所不同的就是一个名义吗？
Is it only by the name, the title that I have that's different?
仅仅是外表的一些生活的习惯吗？
Or is it the activities that I do?
弟兄姊妹，你里面那些老的性情都应该死掉。
Your old attributes, your old characteristics, old habits should all be dead.
从前你所瞧不起的人，你现在觉得值得你去尊重。
Those that you used to despise, today you respect.
从前你所尊重、所喜悦跟他往来的，现在你觉得跟他往来毫无好处。
And those that you used to respect or envy over, today you no longer view that as true.
所以我们从所交的朋友上面就能够知道这个人到底是不是一个货真价实的信徒。
So from the friends that a person has or makes, we can know whether or not this person is a true Christian.
所以一个这个主耶稣基督赎过罪的人，他是一个已死的人。
A person that has been redeemed by God is a person that whose old self was crucified.
我们再来看加拉太书第二章。
Let's also turn to Galatians chapter 2.
这是我们很常引用的这个经节。
It is a verse that we frequently refer back to.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不只是要口号，我们必须要有真正的经历。
Not only are we to call out this, to refer to this verse, but we are to also experience and live out this verse.
二十节，二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
In verse 20, it says, "I have." It's a past tense. I have been crucified with Christ.
你是一个得救的人，你应该已经跟主耶稣基督同钉十字架。
If you are one that has been saved, you should have already been crucified with Christ on the cross.
现在活着的不再是我。
So I no longer live.
这个我。是那个老我。
That I is the old self.
从前的那个我已经不在了。
The old me no longer exists.
现在是基督在我里面活着。
But now Christ lives in me.
事实上是基督或者是我借着基督活在我的里面。
Or in other words, it is I living in myself through the power of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个真正的信徒，一个真正主耶稣基督救赎过的人，是个已经死了的一个人。
So a person that is truly saved is a person that has been dead.
我们再看一处，在哥林多前书第六章。
And let us also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十九二十两节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies.
你是主耶稣基督用他的血买来的。
You were bought with the price of Jesus' blood.
他付上了你这个罪的代价。
He paid the ransom for your sin.
这样子让你成为一个自由的人。
So that is why you are now a free man.
所以我们现在成为一个自由人，是因为主耶稣为我们曾经付出了赎价。
So today we are free because our Lord Jesus had paid the ransom for our freedom.
他把我们从一切罪恶里头拯救出来。
He has saved us from all sins.
然后又用他的话语洁净我们，让我们做他的子民。
And he also purifies us for himself as a people that are of his own, very own.
所以这里提多这个特别的提醒我们，他要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶。
So here Titus is reminded that that Jesus redeemed us from all wickedness.
以弗所书第五章曾经这样子跟我们讲过。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, it was recorded.
以弗所书第五章二十五节到二十七节。
Ephesians, chapter 5, 25 to 27.
这个本来是讲到夫妻之间的关系。
Originally, this was referring to the relationship between husband and wife.
这里也就是讲到基督跟教会的关系。
But it also refers to the relationship between the church and Christ.
我们现在来看二十五节。
So let's look at verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。主耶稣他是为他的儿女舍己的，对不对？要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through verse 27. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for him, for her. It just reminds us again that Christ did indeed die for his children, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word.And to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
基督在我们身上的工作，为我们舍己，他付上了赎罪的这个代价，然后把我们用水、用他的话不断的来洁净。
So Christ loved us, gave himself for us, he redeemed us.And made us holy.
目的就是好做他自己的子民。
And the purpose is so that we can be presented as his own people.
因此上，主耶稣基督的儿女，主耶稣基督的子民，首先是已经脱离了罪。
So the children of God, or the people of Christ, they are people that have already been released from the bondage of sin.
其次，在主耶稣基督的面前是过一个圣洁的生活。
Also, that they live a blameless and holy life before God.
这个圣洁的生活是靠着神话语在他身上不断的洁净。
And the reason how they can live a holy and blameless life is that the washing of the sins through the blood of our Lord Jesus, through the word, through his own word.
今天许多的基督徒都不是洁净的基督徒。
Today, many Christians are unclean Christians.
因为他不知道怎么样去洁净。
Because they do not know how to cleanse themselves.
因为洁净必须要用神的话。
Because in order to be cleansed, you need the word of God.
当神的话不断的进入我们的耳朵，进入我们的心中的时候，我们的灵就慢慢慢慢的就成为洁净。
Only when we continue to hear the word of God, allowing our hearts to meditate on the word of God, do we slowly become cleansed.
从适用方面讲，当主的话占据了我们的心的时候。
From a practical standpoint, is when God's words are filled, when our hearts are filled with God's words.
当我们面临一件事情的时候，马上神的话就给我们指引我们该走的路。
When we encounter a situation, God's word reminds us and becomes a beacon in terms of how we should act.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要常常反省，当我遭遇到问题的时候，我脑子里的有没有神的话。
So we need to reflect on this fact is when I encounter a situation, do I think of God's words?
很多基督徒事情来到了就到处去问人。
For a lot of Christians, when they encounter a difficult situation, the first thing that they do is they ask for advice around them.
或者他想起来，哎，我曾经听说过神的话是洁净我的。
Or do they start thinking that I heard the statement before that God's word can cleanse?
神的话是指引我的。
That God's words can lead.
所以就跑到房间里去，就翻圣经。
And then they go into their own room and start opening up the Bible, going through scripture.
当然翻来翻去翻不到。
Of course, as they go through scripture, they can't find it.
所以常常听人讲，不知道为什么这个，我知道这样子做是不对，但是不知道为什么不对。
And so oftentimes we hear people making the statement that I know what I'm doing is incorrect, but I don't know what is the correct method.
神的话必须要在你心里面有根有基。
And that is why God's words needs to be carved within our hearts.
这是作为一个基督子民的一个必要的条件。
And this is a requirement of being one of Christ's own people.
你自己讲，我是信主的。
You say that I believe in Christ.
一脑子里的都是想着世俗上面的事情。
But all you think about are things of this world.
从前那个老脾气一点都没有改掉。
You still have the same behavior, same habits as before.
你能够在人的面前说你是基督的子民吗？
Can you come before people and tell people that I belong to God?
基督的子民是有一个目，有一个必须要做的事情。
There's one thing that's necessary for Christ's people.
首先，他要热心为善。
First, they are willing to do. They must be willing to do good work.
这个是神在他儿女身上的一个心意。
This is a desire of God on His children.
神在不信的人身上没有这个意念。
God does not place that desire on people that do not belong to Him.
那今天许多不信的人以为我只要做好事就可以了。
Many non-believers they believe that as long as I do good, I'm okay.
这是错误的。
This is incorrect.
因为我们永远没有办法做好的事。
Because we cannot do good things.
因为我们连好坏的分别都不知道。
Because we cannot distinguish what is good and what is bad.
我们以为好的可能神看为不好。
Maybe what we view as good is not viewed as good by God.
我们看为不好的可能正是神要我们做的。
Maybe what we view as bad is actually what God desires us to do.
因此上神没有要不信的人去行善。
And that is why God does not desire non-believers to do good.
但是神要要求他的子民要行善。
But however, God does require His own people to do good, be eager to do good work.
以弗所书第二章第十节那里很清楚的在教导我们这件事。
And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 specifically instructs us to do this.
上面第八第九节讲到我们怎么样子得救。
In verse 8 and verse 9 talks about how we are saved.
然后第十节说我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。
In verse 10 it says, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以神在他儿女身上的心智就是要他们行善。
So God's desire for his children is that he is for us to eagerly to do good works.
我们所行的善就是让神在我们身上能够得荣耀。
And what is this good work? And that good work is that God's name is glorified in our lives.
神不断地在要求属于他的人必须要有好的生活的见证。
That is why God requires those that belong to Him to bear good witness.
你讲得好没有用。
It's not useful, it's not good enough just to be able to say the good things, to say right things.
你的生活要吸引人来寻求神。
But rather, it is the way you live your life that should be attractive to people to come, that draws people to God.
我们看《生命记》二十六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26.
我们看从起初神就是这样子的心意。
And we can see that since the very beginning, that was the desire of God.
十八十九两节。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 18 and verse 19.
耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞、美名、尊荣。超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 18 and verse 19. And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possessions as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God as he promised.
你要做神的子民，就是要谨守他的一切诫命。
You want to be God's people? You need to keep all his commands.
他的诫命是在这本书里头。
And his commands are declared within scripture.
让你能够得到称赞、美名、尊荣，这个是讲到你在不信的人面前所有的一种情况。
And it says that eventually you will receive praise, fame, and honor among all the people.
那这样子就吸引那些不信的人来寻求你所信的神。
And this will cause people that are around you to seek out the God that you believe in.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew 5:16 it says, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
今天的世界一片黑暗。
The world is in darkness today.
因为撒旦在掌权。
For Satan is in control of this world today.
但是我们信主的人是一个光。
But as Christians, we are that source, we are that light.
不是我们自己的光，乃是反照神的光。
It is not light that comes from ourselves, but rather we are a reflection of God's glory.
当神的生命显现在我们身上的时候，我们在黑暗的里头就好像一个光一样。
When God's life is revealed within us, we are like that beacon of light in darkness.
这个就是 从我们的好的行为上的彰显出来。
And this will be expressed through the good deeds that we do.
当我们在人的面前有好行为的时候，人就把荣耀归给我们的天父。
And then when we have good deeds before men, they will give glory to our Father who is in heaven.
我们再看第48节。
We'll continue by looking at Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父一样的完全。
Matthew 5, 48 says this, Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
那中文这个翻译，我想假如稍微更改一下，就更合乎这个原文的意思，就是像中文说像你们的天父完全一样。这个话假如我们不仔细的读，我们就会读错。所以假如我们把它调过来，像你们的天父一样的完全，这样子就不可能有误会了。
So a better translation might be this, is that as your heavenly Father is perfect, you be perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常信了主之后，哎呀，我怎么会可能做好，这样子就够了。
Oftentimes after we become a Christian, we think, how could I become like that? I think where I am is, I'm good.
我每个星期天到教堂还不够吗？
I come to church, I worship at church every Sunday, isn't that enough?
我偶尔也去祷告会啊。
I might occasionally attend prayer meetings.
A church picnic, 我从来没有误过啊。
I've never missed a church picnic.
啊，我还不算是好基督徒吗？
Doesn't that count, don't I count as a good Christian?
弟兄姊妹。神的目标是要你像他一样子的完全。
God's purpose, God's desire is that you become perfect like Him.
你怎么可以这样子自暴自弃？是说，哎呀，算了，我星期天到的教堂就够了。
How dare that you yourself give up and just be satisfied with merely coming to church once a week?
神的目的是要我们像他一样。
For God's desire is that we are to be perfect like Him.
他明明知道我们做不到。
He knows that we cannot accomplish that.
但是他要我们有那个心智。
But He wants us to have that desire.
他要我们对着那个目标去努力。
He wants us to strive after that goal.
所以一个不长进的基督徒不是真正神的儿女。
A Christian that is not growing is not truly a son, a child of God.
神的儿女不应该自暴自弃。
A child of God will not give up.
我这样子就够好了。
They do not become satisfied with their current situation.
在神的眼中，没有一个东西是够好。
In God's eyes, there is nothing as enough, good enough.
神只有一个标准。
God only has one standard.
像他一样的完全。
To be perfect like Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要自暴自弃。
So don't give up.
我们要努力的做一个完全人。
So we need to work hard to be perfect.
目的是要荣耀我们所信的这真神。
So that we can bring glory to the Father.
这是我们活在世上的一个目的。
And that is one of the goals of living in this world today.
若我们没有在生活上在言语行为上荣耀神，我们就是让救了我们的主会十分的失望。
So the way we live our life, if it may it be through our actions or through our words, if we not, do not bring glory to God, it is something disappointing. It will disappoint our God.
不要忘记我们的身份是主耶稣基督的子民。
Do not forget that we have the position as Christ's own people.
我们就应该要像是他的子民。
Then we need to act like his people.
你听过没有？一个小孩子跑出去无法无天，人想这个小孩子怎么这样，一点都不像他爸爸妈妈。
And you might have heard the story that a child is out there misbehaving, and people make this comment: this child doesn't act like his parents.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要忘记。神的心意是要我们越来越像他。
Don't forget that God's desire is that we will become more and more like Him.
所以我们要努力，要走到一个地步，是完全像神。
So we need to be diligent and pursue living a life that is perfect, like God.
现在我们要看十五节。
So now we look at verse 15.
十五节是使徒对提多的一个重要的提醒。
In verse 15 is the apostle's encouragement and reminder toward Titus.
也是对所有传神话语的人的一个提醒。
It is also a reminder to all those who are ministers of God's word.
保罗提醒提多。
Paul reminds Titus.
一个传道人的话语是带着权柄的。
That the words that comes out of a minister's mouth is with authority.
首先我们要了解传道人的权柄。从什么地方来?
First of all, we need to understand what is the source of this authority.
其次,我们要知道怎么样子让来使用这个权柄。
And the second thing we need to understand is how to use this authority.
首先,我们应该要了解什么是权柄。
First of all, we need to define what is authority.
那我在过去这个提多书里的多次提到权柄。
And throughout our study through the book of Titus, we mentioned authority many times.
那么今天我要来对这个字下一个定义。
And today I'd like to give it a definition.
不是我的定义。
It is not my definition.
是神话语的定义。
It is a definition that I found to be consistent throughout scripture.
权柄这个字在这个希腊文里面的意思就是讲的一件事情在它应该在的地方跟应该有的次序。
The word authority in itself in the Greek text means that it is in the proper place, in the proper order.
A beautiful, beautiful translation. That's exactly what it means. 也就是按照神这位创造者的心意和设计。
In other words, it is in accordance with the plan of the Creator.
这个就是权柄。
This is authority.
假如你的话语、你的行为能够合乎神的心意跟设计，你就得到神的权柄。
If your actions, your words are in accordance to God, then you have that authority.
神是宇宙间一切权柄的源头。
God is the source of all authority in this universe.
我们在罗马书十三章那里也这个特别读过这一节圣经。
And we can find that in Romans chapter 13.
也许我们再看一看，稍微提醒一下。罗马书十三章第一节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 1.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
在这里，我必须要这个提出一件事情来，就是我知道在许多人的心里面，也许有一个疑问。
And I have to bring something up because we might be questioning something.
那些违抗神的权柄是真权柄吗？
What about the authorities that denies the truth?
所有一切的权柄都是从神来的。
The authorities that exist have all been established by God.
唯有那个抵抗神、抵拒神的那个权柄不是出乎神。
Except the authorities that deny or resist God.
因此上我们没有必要要去遵守。
So that is why we do not have to submit ourselves to those type of things.
那一种所谓的权柄不过是一种强权，是一种武力。
Those kind of authorities does not come from God, but rather it is based, their source comes from their power or their strength.
我希望这个能够解决我们中间一些弟兄姊妹们的问题。
And hopefully this will allow us to be able to respond to this question a little bit better.
我们做神儿女的人没有 理由，没有必要要去顺服那些违抗神、羞辱神的那种权柄。
As a child of God, we do not need to obey or submit ourselves to authorities that dismiss God.
但是呢，神也没有叫我们武装起来去去除那种权柄。
But God did not, nor did God call us to rebel and try to overturn these authorities.
在教会里头也不例外。
And it's the same within the church.
很可惜，我们在教会里头常常发现错误的来源的一种权柄。
It's unfortunate, even within churches, there are people, there are authorities that do not come from the correct source, which is of God.
有的是因为他的地位。
Some people obtain their authority because of their position.
他们是主教，他们是教皇，他们是主任牧师，我们就认为，哦，这个人有权柄。
We think that they have authority because they are the senior pastor, they are a bishop, or they could be the pope.
这是错误的权柄。
And this is an incorrect source of authority.
有的是因为学位、学识、虚名、谎言等等。
And some people obtain the position of authority because of their educational background.
我们看到今天在许多教会里头自奉三旗王，讲自己是什么 bishop.
And we know that churches today that they might call them, within churches today there are people that call themselves bishops.
常常我们在电视上会看到某某 bishop 又出来开宣道大会。
Oftentimes when we look, turn on TV, we see that this X and X, this bishop is coming out to have an evangelical meeting.
这些都不是真正的权柄的来源。
And these do not have the proper source.
教会你的权柄的来源只有一个。
The source of authority within the church only comes from one source.
就是神的话。
And that is the word of God.
神的权柄是在这本圣经里头。
God's authority is given through the scripture.
我们前面读过提多书第一章第九节。
Earlier on, we studied Titus chapter 1, verse 9.
他说，坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
Titus chapter 1 verse 9. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
所以这里让我们能够看得到啊，一个真正的这个教会他所应该做的事情。
And here it tells us what is the proper conduct of a church.
他是要把真实的道理、纯正的教训来劝化人。
And it is to use, hold firmly to the trustworthy message and to encourage others by sound doctrines.
什么叫做真实的道理、纯正的教训？
What is a trustworthy message? What is a sound doctrine?
神的话。
It is God's word.
然后我们再看第二章的第一节。
And then we continue by looking at Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
但你们所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
In verse 1 it says, you however must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine.
所以纯正的道理是什么？
What is that sound doctrine?
就是神的话。
And that is the word of God.
因此上我们就知道我们的权柄是从神的话来的。
And as we know, that authority comes from God's word.
在权柄的上面，传道人和教会其他的人是没有分别的。
In terms of this authority, there is no difference between the minister or a person that is not the minister within the church.
我并不因为我是长老，我讲话又特别有权柄。
It is not because I am the elder, so my words hold greater power.
若是我讲的话是神的话，
if what I am stating is the word of God,
你们就应该听。
Then you should obey.
因为这权柄是从神的话来的。
Because this authority comes from the word of God.
假如我的话不合圣经，
However, if what I'm teaching is not in accordance with Scripture,
你没有理由听。
You do not have to listen or
submit to it. 你可以跟我讲，朱长老，你这个话一点道理都没有。
You can respond to me and say, Elder Chu, what you have said is unreasonable.
我欢迎你们讲。
I welcome you.
我不希望弟兄姊妹们去迷信。
I do not want you to be superstitious.
我希望弟兄姊妹们是真正的信神的话。
I want you to truly trust in the Word of God.
而且真正的拜服在神话语的权柄之下。
To truly submit yourself before the power, the authority, which is the Word of God.
今天社会上有一个现象。
In the world today, there is this situation.
我现在我要对我们的年轻人讲了，这个现象就是年轻人有违反权柄的这种倾向。
And this is talking to the young people among us, is that we have this tendency to go against authority.
现在这种媒体的疯狂的一种鼓吹。
And this is because the media encourages us to do that.
你看呢，现在是竞选的这个时期。
Right now, the election is coming up.
那个奥巴马到的地方，一群那个年轻人跟着呵呵呵呵。
And wherever Obama is, there's a group of young people that are there supporting him.
他们喜欢 Obama.
They like Obama.
因为什么？
Why?
Obama 是违反传统的。
Because Obama seems to be the non-typical, the non-conservative.
神的话，他不服的。
He does not respect the word of God.
他提倡要同性结婚。
He believes on same-sex marriage.
他赞成要政府出钱来让妇人堕胎。
He believes that abortion could be paid by the government.
他主张把妇人的钱抓过来分给穷人。
He believes that it is okay to take the wealth of the wealthy and spread it out among the all.
表面听起来这个好像很好啊。
When we first hear about it, it sounds pretty enticing.
有钱的人太不像样了。
For those wealthy people, it's not fair. It's,
我们这没有钱的人，99%都在这里受苦啊。
But the 99% of us that are not the wealthy, we are suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记还有另外的一面。
But let's not forget the other side of this issue.
这90%里有很多是懒惰不做事的。
But out of these 99%, there are people that are lazy, not diligent.
你说这种人也应该让政府来养了他吗？
So should the government support them?
让一个辛勤这个劳苦赚钱的把钱拿到来养这些人？
That a person that works diligently, that they should be there to support these people?
我们绝对的同情这个穷苦的人。
We need to have compassion on the poor.
我们不赞成这个任何的人受到不公平的待遇。
We do not, but at the same time, we do not believe that anybody should be oppressed unfairly.
但是我们不主张用武力、用政府的力量去把我的钱拿得来去给另外的人。
But at the same time, we do not support either through violence or through the government's new law to redisperse the wealth.
这种是无法无天的。
This is without reason.
这是我们这个根本不顾神的这个主权。
And this is not in accordance to the authority of God.
让我们不要忘记，神是掌管一切的。
Let's not forget that God is in control of all things.
勤劳的人，他成为富有，这个是神的一个规矩。
According to God's method, is those that work hard, they will become wealthy.
懒惰的人，这个没有饭吃，这也是必然的结果。
And so if you're lazy and you do not work, it's okay. It's natural, only natural that you will not have food on the table.
我们不可以说是讲哦，大家都应该有饭吃。
We should not make the statement that all should be fed.
这是共产党。
This is communist.
这个不是神的这个规矩。
This is not the rule of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们做神的儿女，要做一个智慧聪明的人。
So as a child of God, we need to be one with wisdom.
真正的神的心意都是好的。
God's goals, God's will is always good.
神是爱所有的人。
God loves all people.
神是要这个穷人也能够有饭吃。
God desires the poor to be fed.
神要所有的人都很忠心的去赚钱来吃饭。
God desires all people will be faithful in their work.
用不正当的手段，这个自己任何事情都不做，坐在家里吃饭的，这个是绝对违反神的心意。
God desires that people earn a just living.
没有道理，我们要去同情这些人。
Is not, we should not have compassion on the lazy.
这个人他身体不好，当然我们应该要帮助他。
If a person is unable, we should help.
健健壮壮的，成天坐在家里吃饭是对的吗？
But if the person is healthy, should we really feed them?
所以今天在美国，许许多多的孩子从生下来，就这个政府就给他们一个意念，没有问题，不需要苦做，有政府总会养你的。
And according to the policies of America, kids since a very young age, they have a sense of entitlement.
这是个很可怕的一个时代。
And this is a very crooked and wicked generation.
所以我们要把这些都要教导我们的年轻人。
And we need to teach this to our young people.
让他们知道你这样子的反抗权柄是神所不喜欢的。
That as you rebel against authority, it is not pleasing to God.
你不可以跟着这个其他的人后面去喊叫。
Do not just follow the crowd.
我们做神儿女的人，无论做一件什么事，无论说句什么话，都要在神的面前有交代。
As a child of God, what we say, what we do, one day we will be responsible for before God.
对年轻的一代，很不容易教导他们去负权柄。
To teach a younger generation to submit before authority is very difficult.
教导年轻人神的话，因此一天一天的艰难。
And that is why it is becoming more and more difficult to teach young people.
这是如今教会传道人的一个挑战。
And this is a challenge that is facing the ministers within God's church.
我们传道人不应该去用一种不正常的手段去换取年轻人的欢心。
As a minister of God, we should not use improper methods to entice children.
我们要坚持讲神的话。
But rather, we need to be faithful to the preaching of God's word.
因为我们相信一切的智慧权柄都是从神来的。
Because we believe that all the wisdom comes from and authority comes from God.
所以在十五节一开始，他说这些事你要讲明。
And that's why in the beginning of verse 15 it says, then these then are the things that you should teach.
所谓这些事就是上文所说的福音。跟怎么样过圣洁的生活。
And what are these things referring to? These are referring to the previous passages which talks to about the gospel as well as living a holy life.
都是神的话语所教导的。
And these are taught by God's word.
所以我们做传道的人要讲明这些事情。
So as a minister of God, we need to teach these things.
要去劝诫人用各等权柄去责备人。
And to encourage and rebuke with all authority.
我们之所以要讲明，因为我们要让人明白神的真理。
And the reason why we are teaching them is so that people will understand what is the truth of God.
所以一个传道人要真正的传道。
So as a minister of God, you need to minister God's word.
我们最主要的一个任务就是要把神的话讲得清楚明白。
So the most important thing that as a minister of God is that we need to be clear in the teaching of God's word.
然后你要去劝诫人呢。
And then to encourage people.
这个劝诫就是你要让人相信神的真理啊。
And to encourage something is means to allow somebody to believe that this is the truth.
你先讲明神的真理， First, 然后你要进一步让他们相信神的真理。
First, you need to make clear what is the way of God, and then you need to encourage them to believe that this is indeed the way of God.
然后你甚至于要使用神的权柄去责备人。
And then even to a point where you might have to, through the authority of God, you have to rebuke people.
责备的原因就是因为我们要让人顺服神的话。
And the reason, the purpose behind rebuking somebody is so that that individual will be willing to submit before God's word.
我们讲明神的话，我们要去让人相信神的话，然后要让人去顺服。
So we need to teach God's word. We need to make people believe that this the word of God, and then we need to have people submit themselves before the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许你不喜欢我讲话的口气。
You might not like the tone that I'm speaking in.
我有的时候是带着责备的口气。
And sometimes I am rebuking you.
因为我必须要顺从神的话。
Because I am submitting myself to the word of God.
假如我只讲好听的话，将来我去见我的神，我就没有办法去见他。
If all I say, if all I preach are things that are pleasing to your ears, how am I going to be responsible before God?
神说我要你去传我的信息，为什么你所传的都是人家要听的，不是我要讲的？
God called me to.Might have said to me that what I have asked you to do is to share my message, but all you have been doing is sharing the messages that people want to hear.
所以假如你们讲觉得我在责备，就请你原谅我。
So if you think I am rebuking you or scolding you, then I ask for your forgiveness.
我只不过是顺从我所信的神的教导。
I am submitting myself to the teaching of my God.
最后这一句他说，不可以叫人轻看你。
And finally it says, do not let anyone despise you.
并不是保罗在偏爱提多。
It is not that Paul is trying to protect Titus.
为什么他不要人去轻看提多？
Why is it that Paul doesn't want anybody to despise Titus?
假如人在轻看这个传道人的话，他也必然会因此而轻看神的话。
Because if a person despises a minister of God's word, then they will also despise the word of God.
所以为着让神的话有权柄，传道的人必须要有权柄。
So in order for the word of God to have authority, to be respected, the minister of God's word also needs to be respected.
但是这个权柄是从神的话来的。
But this authority comes from the word of God.
不是因为他的地位。
It is not because of his title or position.
不是因为他的学识。
It is not because of his background.
也不是因为他的人缘。
It is not because of his relationship with people.
今天很多传道人专门就去结交弟兄姊妹。
And a lot of ministers, they have these very, very good relationship with brothers and sisters.
有钱有势的。对他们特别感兴趣。
And they're especially interested in becoming friends or befriending those that are with power or with money.
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，有钱有势跟穷人一样的。
But in God's eyes, there is no difference between those with power, with money, with, compared to those that are not, that are poor and without status.
我们做神的传道人，千万不能够有那种势利的眼光。
And as a minister of God, we cannot...play favoritism.
你这样子你就失去了神的尊荣。
Then what you do is you have shamed the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要遵从神话语的权柄。
So that is why we need to submit ourselves to the authority of God's word.
传道人的话没有什么重要。
It's not important what the minister, what the minister has to say.
神的话我们必须要听。
However, we do need to submit ourselves to the word of God.
喜欢要听，不喜欢还是要听。
If it sounds pleasing to our ears, we need to listen. But even if it doesn't, we still need to respect and submit ourselves.
今天下午有很多热闹的事情，所以我们就现在结束。
There are many activities this afternoon, so we will conclude right now.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你话语的提醒。
Lord, we thank you that you, through your own words, remind us.
让我们明白你话语的权柄。
To understand that your words is with power.
让我们拜服在你的权柄之下。
Lord, allow us to submit ourselves before your authority.
让我们相信除你的话语之外没有其他的权柄。
That we truly believe that that there is only one authority, and that is your word.
愿这个教会是遵从你的权柄。
May this church submit to your authority.
愿我们每一个人都顺服你的权柄。
And that every one of us here submit ourselves to your authority.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.